Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You know, experts have long debated whether or not bone loss is caused by certain things, whether it be soda pop, inadequate intake of calcium, genetics. There are many reasons. There are factors, both controllable and uncontrollable, in bone loss. We're going to talk about osteoporosis, and mostly women, although men do get it. My guest today is Dr. Stephen Hawkins. He's professor and chair of exercise science at California Lutheran University. So, Dr. Hawkins, first give a little working definition of bone loss, of osteoporosis.
Well, osteoporosis is really a disorder where the osteoclasts, the cells that remove bone, become too active. Two things that cause that are, one is aging, the other is menopause, and the result is bones that are weaker and susceptible to fracture.
Okay, so there are certain risk factors for
yes.
osteoporosis, for this bone loss. It's inevitable bone loss. I mean, age does contribute to it, but maybe we don't have to lose quite as much as we might think.
Correct. One of the goals of osteoporosis prevention is to minimize that loss of bone, both during menopause and as we age.
So first of all, give us some of the risk factors we cannot control.
The risk factors that we can't control include genetics. If there's a family predisposition to the disease, it's more likely. Gender, women are more susceptible, as you mentioned in your introduction. And then the other factor, too, is ethnicity. There are certain groups of people that are more susceptible to the disease. Once upon a time, it was inappropriately called a white woman's disease. So it's... those are some of the factors that we really can't control.
We can't control. But then there are factors that we can. And starting in young women, Dr. Hawkins, you know, there are things that we can do to, you know, sort of supplement that and kind of keep our bones very strong. I'd like to start on the nutrition end, because people have heard about increasing your bone density with strength training, weight bearing. We will get to that. But I would like to talk a little bit about the nutrition end of it. Young women today are drinking these energy drinks, a lot of coffee and caffeine, and soda pop. And there has been some links to osteoporosis, bone loss, even in younger women, with soda pop. Can you explain some of that?
Yes. Typically, this is just association-type research where investigators look at large sample sizes and look for variables that are associated with certain disease outcomes. And in the case of osteoporosis, there's been a link between, for example, soda pop and bone loss. The, you know, one explanation for that is that the soda pop is high in acids that could potentially leach mineral from the bone. But another explanation that many think is more plausible is just simply it's displacing milk as a source of fluids in the diet. And so we really don't understand it that well yet, Melanie, but very likely it's just that people are making a choice for soft drinks as opposed to milk.
So it could be just that they're replacing the soft drinks with maybe something else that might have more nutritious value.
Correct.
Something that's going to have calcium, something that's going to have vitamin D, something
Correct.
That's going to help in that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that seems to be, like I said, that right now is the strongest explanation. And certainly we couldn't disprove yet that the soft drinks directly affect the bone, but right now we don't really know that that's for sure.
And do we know if caffeine can interfere with calcium absorption?
We know that it can, yes. But again, it's very much, it's kind of on the lines of caffeine as an ergogenic aid. It keeps going off and on the ergogenic aid list, in large part because to be an ergogenic aid to improve sport performance, it needs to be in really high doses. The same seems to be true with its ability to interfere with calcium absorption, and so when we don't think that most people ingest that amount of caffeine. But again, in terms of just there is an association, and so a caution is warranted. If you are an individual that has a higher risk of osteoporosis, perhaps it would be wise to try to look for opportunities to reduce caffeine intake and soft drink intake and supplement it with something that's more nutritious.
I'd like to get to some of the myths that we see out there. If you see a young woman, Dr. Hawkins, that's poor posture, and right now we see the young people today sitting over their laptops, mm-hmm. sitting there playing video games, leaning down with their phones all the time, texting. Can this contribute to osteoporosis or just poor posture?
It's just really poor posture. There's no evidence that that's associated with an increased bone loss. It certainly puts them at risk for injury and poor kind of muscle function in the posture of muscles, but there's no evidence linking that to osteoporosis per se.
And now the last kind of myth that people ask me about sometimes, they're linking together good dental hygiene with mm-hmm. heart health these days.
Mm-hmm.
Plaque and flossing. Is there a link with dental hygiene and bone health?
Not a direct link that I know of, but I'm familiar to a small degree with this literature that dental health is linked to many aspects of health, and this is perhaps more of an association than a causation. The fact that just individuals that have poor dental health may be reflective of overall poor health. So I don't know of any direct evidence saying that if you have poor dental health, you're going to be at greater risk of osteoporosis. Although they both have an element of bone health in them, they don't seem to be directly linked.
Okay, so osteoporosis, mm-hmm. it increases with menopause as women start to lose bone mineral density in their later years, and we're mostly talking about women here, but as I said before, men can get this for sure. What is the first line of defense that you like to tell people to do to prevent bone loss?
Well, certainly the age-associated bone loss, the two key elements are exercise and nutrition. In fact, one of the things that we've really come to appreciate about exercise and nutrition is that they are synergistic. Both influence health positively. Together, the effect is amplified. They really do need to go together. And so the discussion that we just had about nutrition, really needs to be included with a physical activity program that is effective for bone loss. We think right now that this is primarily weight-bearing activity that we're talking about. And Melanie, when I say weight-bearing activity, what I mean is that involves some degree of gravity. The activities that are typically not included in a bone health prescription are where weight is supported, like on a bicycle or in the water if you're swimming. So anything that where you're putting a gravitational force along with muscle force on the bones is good.
Okay, so now, and people talk about water exercise. Is that mm-hmm. take away from that?
It's one of those things where every time I say that, I kind of feel like I'm saying something that's not appropriate. If water-based exercise is the ideal exercise for the individual, then I would say do that. But the recommendation is based upon what is best for the bone. And anytime we support weight and take gravity out of the equation, we know that the exercise is not as good for bones as it would be with the gravity. But again, if that's all you can do, that's better than not doing anything. So
20 seconds, Dr. Hawkins, your best sure. advice for good bone health.
Yeah, eat well, eat nutritiously, and be as physically active as you possibly can.
Weight-bearing exercise, strength training, aerobic exercise, treadmill, walking, running, really any kind of exercise that you can do, and make sure you get your adequate calcium, vitamin D. Stay away from the sodas. We don't know that they leach from the bones, but it's a possibility. Drink more nutritious drinks instead. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body. Stay well.